The Sacrifice of the Mass by M. Gavin, S.J. Chapter the First. The Doctrine of the Sacrifice of the Mass. The Eucharist is both sacrament and sacrifice. There are several points of difference between the Eucharist as a sacrament and as a sacrifice. The efficacy of the sacrifice lies in its being offered, and of the sacrament in its being received. The Eucharist, as a sacrament, increases our merit, and gives to the soul all the advantages that food gives to the body. As a sacrifice, the Eucharist is not only a source of merit, but also of satisfaction for sin. The Eucharist, as a sacrament, benefits alone the person who communicates. The graces and blessings obtained through the sacrament for others are due to the goodness of God. But as a sacrifice, the Eucharist is offered for and benefits the whole Catholic Church, and all its satisfactorial power can be extended to all faithful Christians living and dead. Lastly, the chief end of the Holy Eucharist as a sacrament is our own sanctification, while its chief end as a sacrifice in the Mass is the supreme worship of God. There is consequently a clear difference between the Eucharist as a sacrament and as a sacrifice. The Council of Trent, Session 22, Can 22, defines the Mass to be a true and proper sacrifice, and says, "It is one and the same victim, and the same offerer, now offering, by the ministry of his priests, who then offered himself on the cross. Only the manner of offering is different." The Council has not defined a sacrifice. Sacrifice is commonly held to be an offering of a substantial thing made to God by a fitting minister, through its destruction or its equivalent destruction. Sacrifice is made to God alone. His supreme dominion over life and death is shown in the destruction of the victim, who is slain instead of the sinner, in acknowledgment of his guilt, to appease the anger of God. The Mass, according to the Penny Catechism, is the sacrifice of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, really present on the altar under the appearances of bread and wine, and offered to God for the living and the dead. In the Mass there is all that we need for a true sacrifice. 1. A visible thing, i.e., the body and blood of Christ under the appearances of bread and wine. 2. The offering is made by Christ through his minister. 3. There is the mystical destruction in the separate consecration of bread and wine. 4. Mass is offered to God alone, never to saints or to Our Lady. 5. Mass is offered for the living and the dead, for all faithful Christians living and dead, as the Church says at the offertory. Questions on Chapter 1. 1. State clearly the difference between the Eucharist as a sacrament and as a sacrifice. 2. What is meant by a sacrifice? 3. Show that in the Mass, as defined by the Council of Trent, there is a true sacrifice. Footnote. See Trent, Session 22, Cap 3, where the Council teaches that though the Mass is said in honor and in the memory of the saints, sacrifice is offered not to them, but to God alone, who crowned them. End of Chapter 1.